This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
As we bring in, I'm sure he's thrilled that I just mentioned that, George Richards of the Miami Herald. It's Deb and EJ in New York. Thanks so much for doing this. How's your summer?
Oh, my summer's going great. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
We're doing really good. So we're just talking about, you know, we're focusing on the Southeast Division, which you know well, and sort of the off season. What are your thoughts on Roberto Luongo, and do you think he's a fit? What would it mean for Jose Theodore? Do you see Roberto Luongo coming to South Florida long term?
Well, if they swing the trade, it would definitely be long term. He's got 10 years left on that contract that Vancouver signed him to a couple years ago. I don't know if it's going to happen. I mean, everybody's talking about it. You know, the Canucks have to do something there. You've got Corey is you know, the guy now. Everybody knows that. There's no room for Roberto in Vancouver. So it looks like he won't be back with the Canucks. Does he end up with the Panthers or the Maple Leafs? Some have even said Columbus. We'll just have to wait and see. That contract, though, is a big one, and that's the big thing right now.
Oh, it's just money, George. I mean, they got plenty of money down there in Florida. I mean, are fans excited? When you encounter fans or when you talk to people that are in the hockey community there, are they excited about the idea of, hey, we could get Roberto Luongo back? Are they actually excited about that?
Well, it seems to be a split camp, but I think there would be some excitement if he comes back, because I think he's still a world-class goalie, and Dale Talon, the way that the franchise, the direction of it has changed, people are excited about the Panthers. They're going in the right direction now. Like you said, 94 points last season, won their first division title in franchise history. You know, Dale's put together a nice nucleus of players. You add Roberto Luongo to that, and all of a sudden you're looking at the Florida Panthers as, you know, a possible contender in the Eastern Conference if Roberto can give you what he did while he was here in Florida and also in Vancouver. And the Southeast Division is getting better, so it's not going to be easy for the Panthers. They need to do something. They need to keep improving. They've got a lot of young kids that are going to be coming up the next couple of years. But adding Roberto Luongo, I think, makes a big statement for the Florida Panthers.
Now, George, you've been around the team. You're around the executives there. They've got Jakob Markstrom, who they drafted a couple of years ago. He's played a couple of games for them. They really like him. You know, when you looked at the Panthers and their path forward, it looked like Markstrom would be their guy down the road. If you go out and get Luongo, who's got about 8 or 10 years left on his deal. Now, of course, some of those back end years could be years that he might retire. But, do they like, I mean, how's the feeling about Markstrom? I mean, do they feel like, hey, Luongo was just a better deal for us, we'd be better off going forward with him? Or do they feel like, hey, we really like Markstrom and we need to stay on that course?
I think they still very much like Jacob Markstrom. You know, he's been tabbed the goalie of the future for the Panthers, and this was just his second North American professional season. He had knee problems, he had knee surgery that ended his first year. And then last year, you know, when Scott Clemenson got hurt in training camp, Markstrom made the team out of training camp and played very, very well for the Panthers. And, you know, we were all thinking, all right, well, maybe this kid makes the leap this year. Well, they sent him back to San Antonio. And then Mike Santos, the team's assistant general manager, has said that they want Markstrom to continue to play in AHL next year. You look at that Santos, he's from the national organization. He uses Pekka Rene as the example here. You know, the Rene, you know, didn't just get thrown into the NHL. They seasoned him down in the A, and you look at how well he's played for Nashville and has become a franchise goalie for them. I think they're using that as the model. So even if Roberto Luongo doesn't come here next year, the Panthers are planning on going into next season with Jose and someone else, and they'd like to keep Markstrom in the A.
George, let's talk about the Panthers' free agents. I want to start with their restricted free agent and Christopher Stieg, who had such a super year and playing on that line with Steven Weiss and Tomas Fleischmann, one of the best lines in hockey. Are they going to try to work something out long-term with Christopher Stieg?
I believe so, yeah. They qualified him yesterday. He's an RFA. I think they're working on a long-term deal with Christopher Stieg. He's a Dale Talon guy. He fit in with this team. Everybody likes him. Very popular in the locker room and even in the community. One of the more popular players on this team. I believe they're working on a long-term deal with him. I think, you know, just qualifying him was a formality. I wouldn't be surprised if the 3 or 4 year deal comes down, you know, pretty soon.
All right, how about Jason Garrison? Now, he's unrestricted, a really big part, as you know, of the Florida Panthers attack. What about, do you get the sense he wants to stay?
Yeah, he said that, but I think money's going to talk in this situation. The Panthers aren't going to offer Jason Garrison. At least I don't believe so. What other teams will? Jason Garrison's going to get paid. He had a huge season last year, 16 goals. He came into this last season with 7 combined goals. Last year, he just blew that out a lot over the booming slap shot, a lot of power play goals, playing with Brian Campbell. He's going to find money, and it may not be in South Florida. I think the Panthers, it's sad that they're optimistic they can get a deal done, but I think deep down they feel that he's not going to be here. And that, when you look at the Luongo deal, if you're not giving Jason Garrison $3.5-4 million, well, that's money that could go to Luongo.
You know, I'll just follow up there, George. Like, why not give Jason Garrison the money? I mean, he's got the big shot. He really helped you on the power play this year. He fits nicely with Brian Campbell. I know you don't want to overpay a guy, and it's hard. He had the one good year. But, you know, they do know him pretty well. I guess maybe that's the feeling, is we know him as well as we do, and we just don't think that year was kind of a fluke.
The other one, and don't forget, the Florida Panthers are also very deep on the blue line. I mean, that's also something you have to consider. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I know what they've offered him, or at least what I've heard they've offered him, and I don't know if they're going to move from that. You know, the Florida Panthers fans would love to see Jason Garrison back. I think everybody would. The Panthers would love to see Garrison back. But some of the money that you've seen being thrown around, I don't think they're going to match that. That's, you know, especially when you've got Brian Campbell making the kind of money he is. And Ed Jovanovski. I mean, they've already got a lot of money in that blue line.
All right. Thanks so much, George. Enjoy the week between now and July 1st, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, George.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.